The Wednesday meditation is something that I traditionally relate to the Sufi group, because the Sufi group meets on Wednesday evening. So I like to use Wednesday morning as a final contemplation of this week's Sufi contemplation. This week's Sufi contemplation was Al-Bari. Al-Bari refers to the evolver, or the creator who has the power to turn the entities. What a wonderful contemplation. This time we had 2 weeks. And what I found Al-Bari to be is the desire for truth, the desire for awakening, the desire for one's true self. The desire for the end of ego, or the end of mind. I found that this desire truly is the evolver. I found that this desire truly is a creator. And it most definitely has the power to turn the entities. So, with that inspiration, let's begin today's meditation. As usual, we begin by relaxing. Closing the eyes. Keeping the back straight. The face can point in whatever direction feels most inspired for you. For some, the face may just look straight ahead, even though the eyes are closed. For some, the chin may drop slowly towards the heart, pointing towards the heart, and thereby connecting the head and the heart for the meditation. And for others, there may be a traditional sense of connection with that which is beyond the human by looking up towards the symbolic heaven. If you've never played with the position of your head before, take a moment, being still and just playing with the position of your head, until you find the position that feels most connected for you. And if the head is chattering about what is most connected, then just forget about it and do whatever is most comfortable. What we want to do today is just take a little bit of time to settle. Without so much chatter. In this half hour, we don't need to know what needs to be accomplished today. In this half hour, we don't need to consider problems or solutions, regardless of what seems to be happening in our life right now. This is a half hour where we literally get to take a break from what appears to be our lives. For a short period of time, we can forget about our jobs. We can forget about our families. We can forget about our pets. We can even forget about our own personality. With all of that gone, we just settle into here and now. when we settle into here and now, without any distractions upon our time. We may discover a calling. It's something that calls us to come deeper within. It calls us to come more away from the world, more away from concerns and responsibilities and personalities. Deeper in. Deeper in. Into the heart. The center. Into the core. And you may find that without any thinking at all, and therefore without any past, and without any future, just right here, right now, in this present moment, there is a desire. A desire that has nothing to do with the future. It has nothing to do with your responsibilities, with your personality, or with the world. That desire is simply a present moment desire to follow this calling. To go where it leads. Deeper. To the heart. More away from the world, away from thought, away from personality. Within. There's a pull. And your desire is to follow. This is all Bari. The Evolver. This takes you from your human thoughts and ideas and concerns and attachments and pulls you ever so gently and ever so sweetly both in and beyond all of that distraction. The best way to follow this calling is to relax as deeply as you can. And allow the desire to follow the calling to flourish. Allow it to get as big as it will. And keep your attention centered on relaxing into your own desire. It's like a wormhole. And it will take you in. In. within. Desire flourish. And stay focused on the point. Where you're doing nothing. And where the desire taking over meet. knowledge of A Course in Miracles. You are the free Son of God. My emphasis is on the word free. This calling, which we could call the Father, Grace, or the Holy Spirit, the bridge back to the Source. This calling cannot bring you along to the within without your will. When you settle into that desire for truth, you are giving your willingness. The desire for awakening, the desire for the truth, the desire to know thyself, is the very powerful way to say yes. So throughout the day today, pause and contemplate your desire. Cultivate your desire. And allow yourself to be pulled in by grace. Amen. And have a good day.